Ground was broken for a new three-story structure, 40,000 square feet at 12th and Boulder. In fact, they had extra foundations be poured so that eventually it would rise to 12 floors. So that was a big moment in the history of Blue Cross.
We had moved several times from the bank next door to the Bank of Oklahoma downtown to the American Airlines building, which is a parking lot now, then to the ACDAR Temple building in the basement. And while we were in that basement, the executives of Bank of Oklahoma said, "You're going to have more space here shortly, aren't you?" The basement of the ACDAR building was getting pretty full. Andy Helen said, "Why don't we build a building somewhere or buy a building somewhere?" Well, the idea of building a building struck a note with people, and our board of directors thought there was a movement of going towards the south end of downtown. But it was the executives of Bank of Oklahoma and the board of directors, doctors and hospital people too, as well as business people, who said, "Let's see what's going on South Boulder." And that's how we came to be in South Boulder.
At that time, about the only building, I mean, was that considered getting far out?
One of the first, yes. Yep. It was far out of downtown.
Right.
Well, we were talking about a three-story building. At that time, the architects said, "All you need is a three-story building." Andy Helland and Ralph Bethel and the rest of us said, "But someday we're going to grow bigger than that three-story building. We might just as well prepare." And that's why we had the footings for a 12-story building. The 9 stories were added at a later time.
Were people noticing the growth of Blue Cross and Blue Shield so that they would be seeking you for employment?
Well, it mainly came about because of the computers. They came along, and we employed a large number of ladies who operated keyboards. They knew how to type, and us guys didn't know how to type very well. We hired a number of high school graduates who were expert typists, and they became expert keyboard operators in the computer business.